Hello everybody, welcome back to the Toons Cast. My name is turned back on the cartoon, and this is... Well, he doesn't really know his name right now, so we're just going to call him Jeff.
Okay, okay, I'm Jeff, guys.
Okay, Jeff, how's your day been, Jeff?
It's been pretty good.
What's today in the Jeff Noon, Jeff?
Jeff Noon?
What's in the noon of Jeff, Jeff?
I've had a pretty good noon.
What's been going on with the Jeffy day like this?
I don't understand you, sir.
This turned into the Rick and Morty episode. Hey, Rick. I'm sitting in my Morty corner, Rick. You like my Morty corner, Rick? You like it?
We're horny, okay? We're horny bitches.
No.
We're using the voice changer as a horny bitch.
I almost dropped it.
But we're just two people, you know, making podcasts, because why the fuck not?
I know.
We're horny bitches.
We made a previous episode.
It was
called episode one. The Mini Fits podcast, we kind of left that.
Yeah, we
left that to sit.
Left that to
die.
Shit on it.
Like the first episode, don't say the N-word. Don't say the N-word, you got it?
Snicker?
No, we're not. I'll bleep that, it's fine. Hey, no. Kind of a thing. I can only put three bleeps in 1 second.
Fuck. Fuck shit.
No! No! Look, man, we can say all that shit. But just don't say the N-word.
We're allowed to say it. It was actually used as
I know the history shit.
So we're allowed to say it.
I know, but people get triggered, so we're not gonna say that.
Racist!
I know, I missed the cat.
Blech.
So,
You're not Mr. Cat.
No. I've had many names.
By the way, guys,
what should we talk about?
I don't know. Let's talk about what all the names are going to be.
Make up your name. I already made up my name. Yeah. It's turned back on the cartoons.
Jeff.
It's just Jeff. So you go by Jeff now.
You made up Jeff and I was like, yeah.
Jeff. It's just Jeff. Yeah. It's just
real kick-ass.
It's fucking Jeff. Real kick-ass name.
Real fucking
to make the people feel uncomfortable.
I'm getting hot. Don't worry about me. I got some secret weed up the pocket. Hi, guys.
Just takes out a little tube from his finger. It's like, oh, yeah.
It's so good. Good shit right there.
Now everyone thinks we do underage drugs already.
Don't
report to the FBI.
No, please, no. Hey.
No, we see you. We see you on the phone. No.
We know
that you know Donald Trump's number.
Wait, what the fuck?
We know, okay? We just know. Hey, look out! Hey, look out of the car! Yeah, man, you're okay. Hey, wait! Alright, okay, we just pissed 70% of the people off.
Literally getting high with my fucking...
We just pissed 70% of the people watching this off.
I'm getting high with my finger, guys.
No, you can't look then. Where's the tube?
It's up my ass.
Put a bag of jelly beans up my ass. Put a bag of jelly beans up my ass.
Fuck,
that must be a Vine meme. it has to be a Vine meme.
It is. Literally, the guy walks in from school, tells his mom.
Yo, you want to put on Reddit? They'll get some.
You want to quit already? Hold on.
What should we talk about?
Oh, by the way, you guys shouldn't listen to this. What should we talk about? Shit. So.
Yeah, let's go ahead and leave right now. We just lost like 70% of all of our people that were pissed off. All right.
Okay. Well.
Okay, and now the rest of the 30% that are still here. Welcome to the podcast. Yay, where we talk about masturbation
and other
and shit. Sex
and other shit.
So, what sex thing should we talk about today?
Having sex.
So.
Oh no, our first time kissing.
Oh shit.
You have
one. I've never kissed.
I have.
The only person I kiss is my mom.
The only person I kiss is my mom and another girl.
Oh shit, tell us about that.
Okay, so I've already told
getting
you.
Getting laid in kindergarten? I've already told you
the story. It was like in pre-K or something.
Some
right?
Shit. Tell us how it happened. You never told me how it happened. You just told me you got kissed in pre-K.
Yeah, I got kissed in pre-K, right? So, this is how it happened. It was in pre-K, right?
Yeah.
It was after recess nap time, right?
Yeah.
Because we were all tired of shit.
Yeah.
Because we were all tired.
Yo, I remember
then,
whenever.
And yep. I'm laying down over here. I'm laying down. There's a girl on the fucking other side of me. And I'm about to fall asleep. And then she just calls over here and starts kissing me. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that was right in your sex right there. You almost lost your virginity at the age 3. At the age 4, I lost my virginity to this girl who slept with me at nap time.
When I was 13, I lost my virginity.
Some girl roofied me at a party, and she was like, come here, baby. I was like, hey, hell yeah! Start digging through that pussy.
Hell yeah!
God bless America.
Oh my God, bro.
God bless America.
God bless America. I just lost my virginity. I was like 11. The girl just yanked me in the fucking arm. In the fucking Travis party. I was like, Mom, hey, Mom, can I go to the room with you? She's like, hell yeah, you need to lose your fucking virginity, boy. I was like, oh, hell yeah.
Oh!
Oh, yeah!
So, let's talk about some life shit.
Some life, motherfucking.
Let's talk about some epic life moments. One time whenever I was fucking 3, I was being a dumbass 3-year-old, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What the fuck? Yeah. You're being a dumbass 3-year-old, right?
Yeah, I was just running around being a fatty little big boy doughboy. Being a little doughboy right here. And right?
Yeah.
Fucking ran into the fucking wall. Just fucking ran into it. Head first.
Oh,
I was like, yes! Fucking ran into it like some Crimson Riot shit.
Uh-oh.
I was like, yeah! And I fucking busted my fucking skull. I was like, oh shit. Because apparently it was stone wall. But it was colored. The tan.
Oh.
And I was bullshit. Because who the fuck lives in a cave? Like, fuck. Legit, if you have stone walls, you live in a cave.
Yeah.
Stone ass house.
Personally me, I have a wood house. But here's a real kick ass moment in school. So look, I was in detention, right?
Yeah.
Teacher went to the bathroom, right? No one in the class, right?
I was stuck out his dick and started jacking off.
No, I was like, oh hell yeah, my turn to escape. Next thing you know, she catches me. I take my fucking...
Give us all the details. Give us your battle plan, Lane. Give us your little sneaky... Give us your little Mission Impossible plan laid out.
I take ass off. I literally just...
Wait a minute. Tell us your plan so we can extend this to 30 minutes. Tell us.
So my plan to extend this to 30 minutes is get your attention and then...
Yeah. So tell us your battle plan that was laid out. Sorry, we're just walking in the middle of the fucking forest. So, tell us your James Bond.
Yeah.
Is it like your dad or something?
Did you hear those footsteps?
That was a squirrel, dumbass. I saw a squirrel run across from me. Alright, come on, you shitty ass. Now, come on. Tell us your James Bond-ass plan that's laid out.
Okay, so my James Bond ass plan's laid out, right?
You're just gonna use Usain
Bolt? I already said it.
You just Usain Bolt out the fucking door?
No. I literally Usain Bolt. Cause she almost got me, so I just ducked and Usain Bolted out of there. I fucking caught ass. I just,
What, you didn't hit the fucking door?
No, I didn't hit the door. I was so scared, I ran into the bathroom, and I ran into the fucking girl's bathroom. I was so scared, and I was like,
she's like, where are the urinals?
Where are the urinals? So I ran out, and I saw the teacher right in front of me. I was like, shit.
It was a girl or a boy teacher?
It was a boy teacher.
Oh, shit, you should have stayed in there.
kick-ass plan.
You'd be like, oh, did he go to the boys out there? Shit. He went to the girls. Shit. All right, come on.
No, let's stay here for a bit.
We got all these dumbass Suburbans. So, memes. What's your meme of the decade?
What's my meme of the decade?
Yeah.
Definitely, I'm going to send you back to the Shadow Realm, Jimbo. That one.
My favorite meme is probably just Pepe.
Vine meme or any meme?
Any meme.
Okay, scratch that. I cut hairs off the dog and glued them to my ball so I look like a man. That's my meme of the decade. Okay? Don't judge me.
Actually, just Reddit meme.
Reddit meme?
Yeah.
No fucking idea.
That I'll send to the Shadow Realm.
Oh, that one? Yeah.
My favorite Reddit meme is probably just going to be. It's probably just going to be Pepe.
Pepe.
Yeah. Even though Pepe is just illegal now.
It's illegal.
Yes, right, he's fucking illegal, bro. Bro, somebody had a little girl and she showed him Pepe, right? She's a fucking master of drawing it. Every single drawing she has, she draws Pepe.
Uh huh.
It's fucking cute as hell. Dude, she literally drew an elephant by the
way. Oh my god.
What kind of dumbass choo-choo airplane is that? What kind of dumbass airplane?
Have you forgot we're podcasting?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't. What kind of dumbass choo-choo airplane is that?
Alright, how long are we in for? 2 minutes now?
I don't know. Probably like 20. Sorry guys, if you heard all the backstage stuff.
Dude, they are the backstage.
Oh shit.
We've been podcasting for 12 minutes, holy shit. This is gonna be a while.
Yeah, I'm just going from the money at home. I want my mom to come home and fucking Usain Bolt back to the house.
Fucking okay, pizza?
Pizza? Just not pizza, but she's gonna take a walk again, because where the fuck not? Plus, we're podcasting.
Man, fuck. What would be my favorite Reddit meme?
What would be your favorite Reddit meme? It's either I'm gonna send you to the Shadow Realm or.
What's my favorite Vine meme?
Vine meme? My favorite Vine meme is the glued hairs to my penis from.
My favorite Vine meme is just. Water it up!
Water it up!
It's like, officer, water it up!
So, if it was Vine meme, mine would be the guy with his grandma. Yeah. And he's like, what are those? And she's like, my crocs! She's like,
I'm talking
my
like,
crocs!
I'm talking like classic meme.
Classic meme? Yeah.
Sounds like these nuts.
Glue hair to my balls, that's a classic.
I'm glue my blue hair.
I cut hairs from the dog and glued them to my balls so I would look like a man.
I cut off Clifford's balls.
Oh shit. I cut off Clifford's balls and glued them to my balls.
What was that blue dog's name from Blue's Clues?
It was Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan. I'll take that. That was Nickelodeon, like in 2000, like in 2003.
What?
Yeah, I'll take that.
What?
I think was it Nickelodeon? I think it was Nickelodion.
That Blue's Clues was on, yeah.
I think Blue's Clues was on Nickelodeon. Yeah. Or is Nickelodeon's becoming Mickey Mouse? Because they literally made a remake of Blue's Clues. But with an Asian guy. in a 3D Blue's Clue.
Really?
Yeah, they got all the shit. It's all 3D and shit. And I hate it.
The Asian guy has the Asian accent and it's like
at the end of the original Blue's Clues, like, he left him with his brother, right? His brother was Asian. But the guy's brother was Asian.
So I guess it was his brother that...
He restarted the show, that little cheap bastard.
That little cheap bastard.
So, you got any theories for me? I got a whole bunch of theories in my back fucking pocket. I'll throw all the shit at you. FNAF, Mario,
I got Sven, the guy that had owned Sven the reindeer. Actually, the guy that had Sven killed Sven's parents and took him away. That's one of his conspiracy theories. Yeah. You know, from Frozen.
Oh, that?
Yeah, the guy who has him killed his parents and took him away from them.
Of course they did. Dude, I forgot. I think they may have been pilgrims. I don't know. They may have been pilgrims. They're friends with magical rolling trolls.
No,
Let me open the pot for you, bitch. Let me open the pot for you. Let me open the pot for you. William Afton's The Crying Child. And I got another one, but that is with William Afton. William Afton is Henry.
Wait, what the fuck?
Look, man.
You mean Henry from Spider-Man?
No, not Henry. Henry that worked with Afton.
Oh.
So William Afton is from FNAF. Obviously, if any of y'all dumbasses over there is like, what the fuck? What the fuck is that? Like, let me open the fucking chicken bowl for you. Here's some fried chicken. Here's a thick leg. Here's a thick chicken. Here's a nice thick chicken FNAF pie for you too.
FNAF pie for you, motherfucker.
So basically, you know that scene with the mustard guy?
Hold on.
Yellow guy.
Let me open some peanut for you guys.
You know, at the end of the racing car game in FNAF 2?
Yeah.
There's a mustard guy, right?
Yeah.
I know. Wait, no, it was FNAF 1.
Yeah.
FNAF 3, I'm not sure. But the driving minigame, right?
Yeah.
So basically, after William Afton killed his own daughter while he was drunk or high, I'm not sure.
Probably drunk. Who does that when they're high? When you're high.
Yeah, who does that when they're on LSD?
When you're high, those claws right there would be like, look at my hand.
But they're in the middle of the night, though. It's in the middle of the night, though.
So his daughter was wiggling.
So basically, he drove away drunk and driving, right? Yeah. He went to FNAF. He went to some sort of rip-off Freddy's, which I guess now is either Joe's Place or FNAF 2.
That looks scary as shit.
Look, man, there's a new FNAF book coming out that is actually canon.
Really?
Yeah, and there after FNAF 1 closed down, there was this guy who was like, hey guys, can I buy this place? And he made his own animatronic pizzeria from using the old animatronics, which is probably a bad idea.
But they're not haunted anymore?
They are still haunted.
Oh, shit.
Like, they didn't take over the suits, they took over the actual fucking animatronics. So he took those animatronics and
he made
his own pizzeria called Freddy Joe's Pizzeria.
So you're telling me. The fucking guy didn't know that there was people in those animatronics.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
No, the children were already gone. And also, by the way, the book, they said he looked like a zombie. That's not part of this theory.
Oh, he is actually in a game. He's a night guard.
Nuh-uh. He's just some old guy. He looks like a zombie. Looks like he just woke up at 3 a.m. He's like, oh, shit.
I thought he was that purple night guard guy.
No, that's William Afton.
That's William Afton? The purple
guy? Yeah, the purple guy. I mean, FNAF 2, it was Michael Afton. But right now, what I'm telling you right now, I'm dropping the books for you. This is fucking jaw-dropping. Basically, William Afton...
I see that was a little Chica thing right there. You know Chica with the broken jaw?
Yeah. So basically... Afton still gets killed by Springtrap and becomes Springtrap. Whenever FNAF 3 burned down, he actually did die. And everything after that event was carried on by Henry. Because this all links up with the VR game. Because in the VR game, you lose to the Spring Bunny guy, right? Once you
Springtrap?
No, what's his fucking name?
Golden Freddy?
No, he's not in the game.
Oh, Bonnie?
No, Now there's a new animatronic.
He's not even an animatronic now that I think about it.
The Night Guard guy or
no? Have you even seen FNAF VR?
No, I have never played it.
I forgot his name. Scrap Trap? No, not Scrap Trap. Well, fuck. I forgot his name. Okay.
It was something like Spring Trap though. Something.
It was not Scrap Trap. It was fuck.
Scrap Trap. One
of the I bet there was like, damn, this guy's such a dumbass. Everybody, listen, this is probably like, damn, this guy's such a dumbass. Glitch Trap, yeah. Glitch Trap, that was his name. It was basically like a human Spring Bonnie, like a knitted suit Spring Bonnie, you know?
Oh!
Big ass head. So basically,
that
right there is Afton, right? Afton. The guy we're playing as is Henry, right?
That's why you said animatronic.
Yeah, animatronic. So, in every single ending, you lose, all right? After you lose, you, like, the thing, you see, like, that bunny is William Afton's code, right?
Yeah.
And whenever you lose, William Afton basically takes over your body. And guess who you're playing as? Henry.
That's deep.
And this takes place after the events of FNAF 3, but I'll get into that just in a little bit, okay? Because FNAF 4 takes place after the Freddy Bite, during the Freddy Bite, but that was before FNAF 1, FNAF 2, FNAF 3. That means because Sister Location, if you put in a secret code, 1998, I think, into the code pad in the office on night 3, I think,
yep.
It'll show a cameras of the FNAF 4 room, the FNAF 4 house. Hmm. That means that Sister Location and FNAF 4 take place at the same time, which means they take place before at any other state in the game.
Dang.
That means that William Afton is Henry. That means that the crying child is Henry's son.
Wait. That just went really deep, really fast.
That was a big bunny hole. That was a deep hole. You got it? That was a deep asshole. But there's more. With FNAF VR, they only mentioned shit from FNAF 4, FNAF Sister Location, and the Freddy Bite. And they never mentioned anything about the horror attraction. But there is FNAF 3 in the game, but all the games and all that are not canon. But everything, like, in the story and shit with Glitch Trap and all that, and the beginning and all that shit is canon.
Damn.
But, like, all the game, anything that happens in the games, anything that happens in the games is not canon. So basically, whenever you play FNAF 3, right?
Yeah.
That's not canon.
Yeah, right?
That's just you playing FNAF 3.
Really?
In the VR.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically, yeah.
That's just you playing VR.
So FNAF VR takes place in between FNAF 1
and FNAF 4.
It takes place before FNAF 1. Takes place in between FNAF 1. I guess that FNAF VR is for model testing for Freddy, Bonnie, Chica, Foxy, Golden Freddy, and all the animatronics that come in.
And Glitch Trap.
Glitch Trap is actually a glitch in there. You have to collect a whole bunch of tapes to get them. And apparently a girl was playing in there before. That means that the girl
is
probably Glitch Trap. Or the girl turned into William Afton. And William Afton's code is probably in Glitch Trap.
No fucking way. That just
so
went,
people
that's
turn
a
into,
real deep. That's
her,
a real
not
deep.
Not only that,
hole.
That makes people that turn that play the game, which is potentially in the series going to come out on stores. Everybody's hyped about it around the world. Bro, do you know what that means? There are going to be thousands of child murderers around the world as the same person. Do you know how deep that shit is?
I know, like, I'm fucking deep. Like, it's thousands.
That plot hole was deeper than your mom's ass.
Oh,
No, flat hole's deep. So basically, that shit is hell of a deep. I should just rename this shit the Theory Podcast. Holy shit.
Yes.
Dude, I'm only like 11 years old, some shit. And I am basically going on a rant about fucking child murderers being the same person. And also, want to know how another thing? Henry was the mechanic of the animatronics. That's another reason why it takes place before FNAF 1. That means that they had to tamper with the animatronics for them to move around. Because in the phone guy messages, he says, in night 4, they says all of a sudden they got more aggressive. The animatronics got more aggressive. And the phone guy dies. Yeah. So basically, Henry is William, but in disguise.
That's fucking deep.
That means the Aftons are no longer Aftons. They're Henrys now. I mean, we don't know Henry's last name. So, let's just call them the Henrys now. Fuck. That means that's Henry's house. That's Henry's wife. That means that Ballura. That means that William. You know where William's actually at? In hell, in Ultimate Custom Night.
Really?
Yes. After he dies in Springtrap, which takes place before FNAF 1 as well. I'm just kidding.
So he dies and he goes to hell, which you see in like the final Custom Night.
In Custom Night, yes. Custom Night is hell to William Afton. That's William Afton's hell. So basically, William Afton's trapped in hell while there's thousands of copies of just William Afton going around murdering each other to death.
And then you mean murdering children.
Murdering children, each other, whatever. And then they release the game and everybody fucked.
Everybody.
Fucked. Let's hope we get a seat. Because there's a DLC.
You know, that's actually a theory in the Five Nights at Freddy's movie. It actually gives you a little bit about that.
Now, time for the William Afton's a crying child. After all that shit that I just said.
That was basically the deepest thing you've ever said. But
we're going to throw that shit off the table, okay? If that doesn't work, we're going to say William Afton's a crying child.
Wait, is he?
Probably. I don't know. Based off of this theory that I got from somebody else, Game Theory, thank you. So basically, William is the crying child, right?
Yeah.
Well, based off this theory, he is. And by the way, everyone thinks Scott's canon. He's not canon. Just want to tell you that. Oh, yeah. One thing about the last theory, there's a rogue game designer. That was William.
God damn it.
There was William? A rogue game designer. He put his brains, he probably put his mind's code into the game. Whenever you die, you get transformed into basically him.
So basically, once you die, you don't know it because you can't go into the person.
And not only that, there's a story that after somebody played the game, they committed suicide. With some sort of like thing. It has a sharp blade and he committed suicide. Before that, he kept on saying, "There's voices in my head and all that shit." And then he committed suicide. And he left a suicide note that said, "The voices are still there. I have to go," or some shit like that. Yeah. That means that William Afton has taken over basically the world.
Wow. All that.
Wait until they release the Spanish version.
Oh, shit.
Wait, they release the Spanish version.
I'm pretty sure they already have. I'm pretty sure it's all around the world.
Oh, shit. Well, in the game.
That means we're literally all fucked. We're dead.
Well, this isn't, like, real life shit. Is this in the game shit?
But, like, how?
There is a DLC, but this is.
Like, if it makes voices in your head and it makes you commit suicide, don't you think that's, like, some connection
to the
world?
No. I think that guy was fighting it. Instead of just letting it take over, like everybody else who's played the game. Because they said that there were several people playing the game before, and they all got arrested for child murder.
So the guy who did it didn't fight back. He just did, let them take over.
No, he did fight back, but then he committed suicide. He's like, fuck this.
He's just like, fuck that. They're way too strong.
So.
Let
me give you another theory, because I forgot all the evidence for the... Oh, you almost stepped in spit.
I don't remember.
So, let me just give you the Ballura is Henry's right now wife's theory. Well, basically, Ballura. One day, Williams or Henry's wife, whatever you want to fucking say.
Yeah, whatever.
Disappeared one day after going out drinking at a bar. And yes, that's surprising that the wife did that. And apparently she died to something. They said that she died to something. Something robotic. Something that can walk on all fours. Human-like. It was a ballerina.
This is connecting to the,
That means that one day... This must have happened after sister location.
That's what I was going to
say. Because they probably got out and Scrap Baby was becoming Scrap Baby, I guess. Or, well, we already know that Scrap Baby's Henry's child.
Or sister location. What's her name? That ballerina, the pink one?
What?
The ballerina.
Ballura?
Yeah, not.
The minarinas?
No, not the minarinas. Not the small ones, the giant ones.
Funtime Freddy, Funtime Foxy, Funtime Chica.
Funtime, it was like Funtime Chica. You know the girl?
She isn't canon, by the way.
I know, the girl that has the pigtails and she's an animatronic.
Team Baby?
Yeah, her. That at the, like, the entrance to the still location. That thing.
Yeah, she's, Henry's daughter. Well, Afton's daughter, if you really want to. I'm just gonna call it Afton because this is getting hell of a confusing.
We can just say Afton's daughter.
Afton's daughter.
Like with the quote.
Well, they can't really see the quote. Let's say like Afton's daughter.
Afton's daughter.
So basically,
back to
and also, you know what backs up this Ballura theory? Whenever Ultimate Custom Knights Ballura voice, she says you wanted to stay all along, dance, or some shit like that. She said that, basically she's saying that she already knew Afton.
Well, she didn't.
She did in a past life, probably.
Wait, is that why Afton calls it hell? Because the voices?
No, it's his hell because he could die over and over and over again. Nightmare Freddy and Nightmare are just pretty fucking straight up with it. Let me give you Nightmare Freddy's. here is an immortal that shall not perish. Oh, but he can perish over and over again.
So basically,
Afton's in this repeated hell.
So it's like you and it's if you play the game, you're literally playing as Afton's. Because you're in a repeated hell.
It's just that you're in a hell.
You're literally in a repeated hell with animatronics roaming the house, fucking about to kill you.
Now, let me tell you some false theories that are very not true. Golden Freddy is just an illusion. This is very not true because Golden Freddy cannot be an illusion. If he is an illusion, two people can't see the same illusion because that's... Because in FNAF 2, you play as Michael, right? FNAF 1, you play Henry, I think? I'm not too sure, though.
Yeah, you play Henry in FNAF 1.
You play as Henry in FNAF 1. This has no connection to the fucking Henry's Afton theory. So we're just going to call him Henry for now. You play as Henry, I think.
And FNAF 1, I don't know.
Or just some... Let's just call him Jeffrey if it's not Henry. Okay. There's my dad. What was I saying?
He doesn't really care for down here as long as we're safe. Not for that.
So basically,
Turn back.
What do you mean?
We're just walking in a circle now. We're doing the podcast. We don't really want to walk down.
What was I saying? I forgot what I was saying. Because Golden Freddy... Two people can't see the same illusion.
So you're saying FNAF 1 has Golden Freddy, right?
Yes, FNAF 1.
And then
that
FNAF
means
3.
Golden Freddy is not a...
And then in another FNAF, go and try to get seen. And you're not playing as the exact same person.
You're playing as a child. We can include a child, but he actually is an illusion, kind of. I don't know. It's kind of a mystery. He kind of is an illusion. They say that they're an illusion, but...
What, the crying child?
No, the animatronics say that they're an illusion, but...
Oh, you mean those ones that Springtrap sees in that comic?
No. They say that... No, the nightmare animatronics. In Ultimate Custom Night, they say that they're an illusion, but they probably aren't. We should probably start hitting back now.
Probably good, bro. Michael doesn't care for out here.
I don't really know.
I mean,
I'm gonna treat it as an illusion in FNAF 4.
I mean, because they do have Nightmare in their name, and sometimes they like miss the way or something like that. I don't know.
No, they're probably physical, but we're not too sure. This guy's head, part of his head bit off. I mean, come on.
Wait, a kid got part of his head bit off by something that's illusional.
No. Fredbear. He got the bite. I'm talking about the crying child.
Oh, him?
Yeah, he got bit, right?
That's how he died?
Yeah, he bled to death. Yeah, they put a band-aid around. They put a big old bandage all over where he got bit, and eventually just bled out.
Yeah. But
and died.
That's why he was a crying child. Cause he still has all that pain. Or something. I don't know.
So basically,
I'm not really that deep
what
in
What's this saying?
I'm not really that deep in the theory, so you gotta tell me all that and I'll just
guess. What was I saying?
Ooh, real kick ass Instagram pic right here. I'll get that in a minute.
Alright,
I'll get that in a minute.
So basically,
how this theory is not
true. Two people can't see the same illusion.
How much time
alien? At least 40 minutes.
40 minutes, probably. N-O-I-S-E.
37 minutes. Damn.
Like, alright, so tell me about these things.
Alright, so how this illusion thing is not true. Because some people think that Henry... You're also Henry, like you're William.
Yeah.
In the first game and the second game, that's not true.
That's not actually. You're probably Athens. Game. You're probably Athens in the second game, if I'm correct.
You are. On your paycheck, it says.
On your paycheck, I'm Athens in the second. Okay. Yeah.
Right. So basically,
Oh, the part that I don't like. Is that they change the way the pizzeria looks in every single game.
Yeah, because it's a different pizzeria, dumbass.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Y'all thought the fucking Fast Bear Sprite was the same pizzeria?
Yeah.
What?
No. I mean, no, because child murders were there, but...
Nuh-uh.
Besides that...
No, child murders were at the Fast Bear place in the FNAF 1 thing.
Oh.
So, basically,
That's the original...
I'm getting off track. So basically, how this theory is not true, people tested it that people have illusions, but they're not the fucking same. They put two people in the same room. They've been having illusions, but they said one was like a giant ass bear. But wait, that wasn't connected to FNAF. And one was like a whole bunch of, like a giant tsunami, some shit. They did a test, and yeah, they don't see the same thing. Even though they're in the same exact room, you don't see the same shit.
You try to...
So basically...
Right now I'm seeing a giant-ass snake.
Now you're making me imagine it. Oh, that's just you making me imagine it.
It's not like... oh shit, what the fuck is that? And you get real scared to death.
Yeah, come on. This shit start hitting back.
Why?
I'm getting a little cold out.
No, it's not that cold. It's just a breeze.
So basically,
let's just keep walking back and forth, and we'll get.
Oh yeah. The FNAF. Okay, so here it is. Here's the lo and behold most bullshit
sellout.
Here's the most bullshit sellout.
We at least need to sit here for a moment.
Here's the most bullshit sellout thing in the entire. entire theory.
Hold on, let's stay out here. Let's stay out
here. Afton was drunk the whole time.
1 hour and 30 minutes, okay? 1 hour and 30 minutes, okay. Wait, so if he was drunk the whole entire time, don't you think he would be imagining stuff?
Like, so basically this theory goes on about how all the child murders were actually him just beating his kids. And he went on a rant because he was a murderer because he went drunk and driving. Police were after him and shit.
Wait, hold on, what the fuck? Tracks. Deer tracks.
So basically this thing is not true because I mean partially of it's true.
Partial, like a partial sum of it's fucking true.
I mean, how can he illusionize his fucking kid getting bit his head off 1,000 times over and over and over?
I mean, that's kind of an illusion. That's kind of an illusion. If it's over and over and over. Wait, so you're telling me he doesn't die, but his kid dies and he sees it all every day?
No, they say that he saw everything. Like, the FNAF 4, the murders, everything that was going on and shit. He saw all of it. That's what they're saying in this theory. Whatever, that's complete bullshit.
Oh, is it?
That's complete bullshit because in multiple scenes, we see him with his kid. And also, they keep on saying that he was the night guard at FNAF 2. Fuck's sake, they said that they were identical. And then they said that Michael Afton and William looked identical. Very identical.
So are you telling me that Michael was the night guard? The night guard?
Yeah, Michael. Not, you know, William is the murderer, right?
Yeah, William's the murderer.
Yeah, but Michael was,
But it kind of does make sense. Because how is the night guard going to be purple? You know what I mean? So if Athens were to die in the pizza ring.
Wait, what was his death was for him to be fucking purple?
I don't know, but, like, it kind of makes
sense. Man, that's a weird-ass death wish.
I don't know, but, like, if he died and somehow came back to life, beat up or something, doesn't that make sense? Like, if he died and somehow came back to life, right? Wouldn't he
We got motherfucking... How? Hold on.